Hello.
Hey Marshall, Josh here.
Josh, thanks for calling back.
No
I've
worries,
got a
no
little more time.
worries. Is it a
My
good time
rehearsal's
to
good. I got
call
an
now?
extra half hour. So, yeah, this is good because it's supposed to be a rehearsal at 3:15. They changed it to 3:45, so that's good.
Oh, sounds great, sounds great. I'm
So,
glad. So let me give you a brief update of what happened within these couple of days that I was working on your project. So I had a couple of
okay.
meetings with my writing team. I sat on board myself as well, planning how we can proceed forward with your book. So the current package
Right.
that you have purchased, it covers you for 200 pages of editing. However, if we go for the word limericks of 660, that is going to read somewhere around like, I just have the file in front of me, 330 pages. 330 to
Well,
340
hold on
pages.
a second. Slow down, slow down, slow down a little bit. You said if we 200 pages, you're talking about, then you said 660. Now, 660 was the number I sent.
Yep, absolutely. You send the number 660, and the last call that we had was you said that you wanted to increase some more numbers. So I sat with my team. I wanted to
Possibly
format.
to 700, yeah.
Yep. So I sat with my team. I filtered down the numbers, how we can fill out the 200 numbers, the 200 pages in the 660 word limericks. So that wasn't possible because if we write 660 word limericks, that is going somewhere to page 330 to 350. Reason being, we don't want to compromise on the text, because if we compromise on the text, that's not going to give the pleasure of reading this book. So the text size, we're not compromising on that. So what
Okay, well,
I have two things.
stop a second. Stop. Well, hold it. Let me just see if I understand. You're saying that if we did all the limericks associated with 660 words, the number's around 1129, then we would need 330 to 350 pages, right?
Yes, and that is excluding the Excel sheet. So we would have to incorporate the Excel sheet as well. So that is going to go somewhere around like 350 to 360 pages if we go ahead with this 660 word limericks. So in that case, I worked out two things for you. So on those two
Okay.
things, what we can do is we can either go ahead and we can publish this book and drag it up to 400 pages. Or if we can do is what we can do is we can work on the same package that you have purchased on 200 pages, and the remaining Wordle, we can complete that in a second edition of the book that we can start at the same time right along with this book only. So what we can do is we can either
Okay.
increase the page limit to 400 pages, or what we can do is we can have two editions working simultaneously. So for example, if we are
Right.
working with 200 pages over here, just give me one brief second. We're gonna cover somewhere around like, give me one brief minute. Okay, so if we are working on 200 pages, we're gonna cover somewhere around like 460 to 470 Wordles. But if we go ahead with a
Okay.
second book, we can cover the remaining Wordles in that next book, and you can add more limericks on that particular book as well. So this is your call. I am going to quote you how much difference that
Gotcha.
is going to make. So these 2 days that I was working on,
Okay. Yeah, you did a great job, but let me just reiterate so I got it. Okay, so if we do the original 200 pages, it's only going to take me to 470
Absolutely.
Wordles, which is actually the number I started writing them at. Alternative would be two alternatives. One alternative would be to increase the pages to 400, in which case we can go to how many Wordles?
If we go ahead with writing 500 pages, we can cover. For example, right now at 3:30, we are covering 660. We can add 20 more limericks. So that is going to cover somewhere around like 680. So my personal recommendation to you would
That's
be,
with 400 pages, right?
yep,
That's
exactly.
680 Wordles
Yep.
for 400 pages.
Yep.
Okay.
Just need to
Yeah,
understand
go
one
on.
more thing. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. I just need to understand one more thing. What's
Yes.
the maximum Wordle
Yeah.
limerick that you're trying to target? If would that be 700 or
700.
750? 700. Okay. So what
700.
we can do is if we write a 200 page book over here, For example, if we write this 200 per page over here, we can cover up to 470 words. So what I would recommend in this case is that why shouldn't we go ahead with a second book at the same time? So how this would work is, in terms of writing, we're going to write both the books together. We're going to move forward. Like, as soon as this book is completed, we're going to initiate the second book right away. And just after the first book gets published, we're going to wait for a couple of days, and then we're going to launch the second edition right away, because that would be more of a continuation. And since you're writing a Wordle book, since you're writing a Wordle book, that itself is interesting. So if we go ahead with 400 pages, that still wouldn't cover your target of 700 Wordles.
Okay.
We still would fall short of that. So my personal recommendation in this case would be to go ahead for a second book. And if you still wish to have the 400 pages extended in this case, we would have to cut it down to somewhere around like 680 Wordles. So,
gotcha. Okay. But if I go a second book, we can take the first book up to number 470.
Yep. We can take it somewhere around
like
470.
And the second book would go from 471 to 700?
Yep, absolutely.
And how many pages would that be?
That would be around like, look, in the second book as well, we're going to have a limit of up to 200 pages. So in case if you would want to add more Wordles, for example, if we are going with 470 Wordles in these 200 pages, then we have the remaining Wordles. For example, if we are writing 470 over here, we have around like 230 Wordles that we would be covering in the second book. In case if there are spaces for more pages to cover, you can give us more Wordles as well.
Right. Here's the thing. The latter limericks, you know, I got better at this.
Uh-huh.
And I had to close the gap, because I started writing limericks at number 470. So I went back. Many of them I did one limerick to. But now I'm doing between 3 and 5 limericks every day. So I think the second book, if we go from 471 to 700, that's going to be 229 limericks.
Yep,
229. All right, 230. 230 words. But there's a lot more limericks in that ladder. I'll try to do some counting, but I guess we could take, because there's more footnotes too, I think. Now, you're including the footnotes as well, right?
Yep. So if that's going to be like plus minus 10 Wordles. So if I am quoting 470 right now, that can be 460 to 470. You know, there's some room of estimates as well when we format the book. So, you know, there can be plus minus 10 that we can cover in the next book.
Yeah, plus or minus 10. Okay.
Yep.
And the second book, we can at least go to 700. And okay, what's the cost of a double volume?
Yep. So in this case, what we can do is, if we are going ahead with the first plan that I informed you of, that increasing the book to 400 pages, then the additional cost of would be 999, because we're just adding additional pages. But if we go ahead with the second book, it's like we're writing a second book itself. So the cost of it would be 2149, the same cost that you paid for the first book, because that was discounted already. So that is something that you would need to pay.
I'm a little confused. What do I pay? A flat fee or what?
Okay, if you are going
fully
ahead.
Understand.
Sure. If you are going ahead and you are willing to just add more pages to the current package, and you would want just a single book of 400 pages, then you would just need to pay $9.99 more, so that we can increase your count from 200 to 400. That's the first plan that I shared. And if you go ahead with the second plan, where we are planning to go ahead with a second book, then you would have to pay $21.49.
Oh, so it's not that big a difference, really. The question I have, when you have a book, coffee table-sized book of 400 pages, that's pretty big, isn't it?
I was about to answer the same concern to you. See, we personally never recommend the clients to go ahead with 400 pages. But those are the books which are more of novel size, because when you're reading the novel, you're looking forward to a next chapter, a next story. But the book that you have that is unique, that is Wordle Limericks, so that itself is interesting. So the client won't lose focus if they're reading the 400 pages as well, because obviously at every next page. It's not like a story is continuing, but they're intrigued by those wordles. So that is the reason why 400 pages is something that I'm recommending to you. But my personal recommendation would be to go with the second book, because that way, in case you would want to go ahead and increase your count from 700 to 1,000 later down the road, you can bring down more series as well, like Series 3, Series 4, Series 5, just like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, they're going to be, if you remember my introduction, there's going to be 2,315 words. So we'll have quite a few volumes if we're successful.
Yeah. Yep, we can go it this way. And even in this case, you would at least get an idea how to plan your next volume. For example, when we're going ahead with launching these two volumes, you obviously have like 1,500 to 2,000 more words to cover. That way you can plan your future journey out as well based on the responses that you're getting and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe that would motivate you to write 1,000 more words.
Well, I'm planning to write a lot more. But in any case, if we do two volumes, what do we do about my tables? You know, do we just cut everything off?
Yes,
Do we put the table in this? Another possibility is to release two volumes together.
Yes, that is a great idea.
Put the tables in the second volume.
Yep, that is a great idea as well. And another idea that I have on my head is what we can do is we can just add the table based on the book itself. So for example, you have shared the table based on 660 word limericks. So for example, if book one is covering 470 wordles, then we would just add the table based on those 470 limericks in the first part and the remaining in the second part. So that is how we can move along as well. But your idea is great as well, that this would intrigue more clients to go towards the second part as well to have the understanding of the book. So we can break it down in both the ways.
Yeah. Interesting. It'd be nice if we're going to do two volumes, I don't think we should sell them both at the same time.
If you go for my expertise, I personally would recommend to go for the plan where we are just going with one book at a time. So we just launch first book right now, and we just wait for a couple of weeks and then go for the second book. If we launch both at the same time, obviously the client would, it could be possible that if they're aware that the second book has all the contents, they might be intrigued to just buy the second book, ignoring the first part. But not what I would plan. I would recommend to go one at a time.
Well, that means that in the second volume, I'll be making reference to limerick numbers from the first volume. And I guess that's okay. I guess we'll have to have an explanatory note to that effect.
Absolutely. We can go ahead in that case as well. And our team can go ahead and edit the sheets as well, the references as well, to align them according to the books. Because those are the references that we have all together, like jumbled up. It's just that we need to divide
them
in different books.
Well, you know, like, for example, right now I have a word number 694, let's say, makes reference to a limerick number 11 because they're related subjects. So somehow or other we're going to need an explanatory note in the second book that some of the numbers will be found in the first volume.
Yep, we can do that, because if someone is going to buy the second volume, it is possible and it is obvious that they might have gone through the first book itself. So to add those additional notes, we can do that, or we can just add an additional page. We're just giving them an idea how to continue this book. So we can go with that.
Well, that's just one of the problems we'll have to solve. Now, let me ask you this. When the second volume is done, what do you do about the introduction?
Okay, introduction, we can have our writing team go ahead and sort of work on the content as a continuation part. So I can have my writing team align and can tell them to have a content ready, keeping this in mind that this is the second book and we need to plan the continuation of the first book. So that is a content part that our content writers can work on.
Okay, now, Now, let me talk to you about another problem that I'd like to solve.
Sure thing.
I think we should go for the second volume, and I'm willing to pay the extra amount. So, anyway, is there somebody that's going to call me about my credit card and all that?
Yep, I can check with my finance team. Yep, I will be checking with my finance team and calling you in a couple of minutes once you give me the approval that you are on board with us for the second book, and we can have those projects on board as well.
Okay, that's fine. Now, let me ask you this. You sent me an email of the revisions, right?
Yep, that might Ella might be might have sent that. Yep. Yep, I see Ella has shared
now, that. It was sent it as an email, and I opened up a Word document which had everything in it, and I think that document is a Microsoft Word. Is that correct?
Just give me 1 second. Let me pull it up right away.
Yeah.
And you're discussing about the recent document that is shared by Ella, right?
Right. That was it came to me on, where is it? It was from her email on yesterday at 5:27 p.m.
Yep, I got that.
And
so there
got,
are two files. One is the file which shows the changes that is made, and the other is a clean file, so that in case you're just reviewing a file completely, there is no confusion as well.
Right. So let's open that file that says W.
Sure.
All right.
Let me open that. Yep, I am on the file.
Now, in the acknowledgments, there were some minor changes. And, for example, on the very bottom line, the next to last person mentioned is Tony Chacon.
Yep.
And there was no E.
Okay.
Now, I went ahead and corrected it. Okay. I went ahead and corrected it, plus there's some other people I want to add. And if you go to the document below it, that's the actual introduction. I made all kinds of corrections. Now, if you don't have those corrections, but if I email this to you and you open it, will you be able to use that as the most recent draft?
Absolutely. So we, our writing team, they do have
that. Hold on. I got to plug my phone in before it dies. Hang on a second.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, hang on. My phone didn't charge well for some reason. Yeah, it was about to die, but it shouldn't. Okay.
I'm glad you saved it.
So if I hold on a second. My wife called me. What? In San Francisco? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if I email this to you with my corrections, well, you should be able to open it up and use that as the new working document. Is that right?
Yep, we can do that. If you're sending us the Word file, I can have my team check on the changes and work on that and incorporate those changes and move forward.
Right. A lot of the changes are just there was underlining, which, you know, misspellings or things that were not punctuated properly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to you, and I'm working on the limericks too, because there were errors in the limericks and so forth. And every time I send this to you, because I'm going to work from your copy to make these changes. They won't be made on my copies, but I'll have this as my copy. And each time I send it to you, that could update and become the work one to actually do the printing from. That's, does that sound how you want to work it? That makes sense to me. But.
Sure, that makes sense. And in case, what one thing that I can recommend as well is to make things more easier. For example, if you are working on your own draft, you're obviously making changes by looking at our draft. So wherever you're making changes at your file, you can either highlight or underline that part as well. So for example, if you're just editing some work.
What I'd like to do is use your document, and each time I send it with changes, you just use that as the last one.
Absolutely, we can go ahead and put that.
Let me give you an example.
I got your point.
So in the first acknowledgments, I have
corrected the name that you mentioned.
The spelling, right, and I've added a few names of people I'm acknowledging.
Sounds great. Okay.
I'm going to just send it to you in a minute. Let me just finish doing that.
Sure. You can take your time, I got your point. So what you're trying to say is that you're going to be making the changes on the file that we shared, and then you're going to be sharing that file
right.
with us so that we can continue from there, right?
Right.
Yep, I got your point. We'll have that taken care of. Nothing to worry about.
Okay, so that's okay. That works?
Yep, that works for us.
All right.
You'll have it work on this way. I'm going to share the same with my team. I'm going to have Ella share the same with the writing team. And the writing team will guide them to move forward from the place which you have shared because you have made those minor changes. So the writing team is going to take care of it. I'll make sure that that is taken care of. So nothing to worry about.
Okay,
I'll handle that.
So I'm going to, when I email this to you, I have what I think right now is the final draft. Of the introduction and the acknowledgments.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really looked at Ralph's yet. Hers is a little more difficult because it underlines things that are incorrect, but they're incorrect intentionally, like punished is punished.
Yeah,
but
we just have to rhyme with that. I got your point. You're trying to rhyme and complete the limericks. I understand. That is one of the reasons why it's underlined.
So that, for example, they every time there's a comma, they want me to put a comma in. I don't use any punctuation in limericks. So that you'll know, too. So, all right. So it doesn't mean when I send you this document that everything is completed, but I'm going to try to send it to you now. Let me make sure you get it.
Absolutely.
So hitting share.
You can take your time as well.
Send a copy.
If in case you require a day today. Go ahead.
I just want to see you get this.
Sure.
Okay, now I'm going to put on here, what's your email? I think I have it. If I put Josh, will that come up? No, it doesn't come up yet.
Okay, so you can reply to the same message. Okay, you can write my email as well. It's josh.baker.
Okay, josh
dot
baker
at the rate
yep.
penguinbookwriters.com.
Josh dot baker
at the rate penguin T-E-N.
What,
G-U-I-N.
No, at, what are you saying? I'm sorry. I can spell penguin, but at what?
It's going to be josh.baker at the rate. Like at.
Yeah.
The at the rate sign.
Got
penguinbookwriters.com.
Here's my confusion. You're saying something after at.
Okay, just give me 1 second. What I'm going to do is let me send you an email, and you can reply back to that.
Text me.
Just
spell it to me. That maybe that's better.
Sure. It's J-O-S-H, Josh.
Yep.
Dot as in a period.
Right.
Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Right.
Then the at sign.
Yep.
At the rate sign. Then it's going to be penguin, P as papa,
okay,
E as
okay.
echo.
Okay, you confused me because of the sign word. Okay, at penguin, P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
B-O-O-K.
Yep. B-O-O-K.
W-R-I.
WRITERS,
as in Sierra, .com.
Yep. Okay, got it.
Awesome.
And I'm going to put on here latest draft with what I think is final on acknowledge. I'm so type of.
Sure, no worries. I'm here.
And intro. Introduction, not the prologue, but. Okay, so that's what it's titled, and I'm going to send it to you now. Let me know if you got it.
Sure. Let me refresh my inbox. Not here yet. I'm just trying to refresh my inbox as well to check.
Yeah, wait.
Yep,
it's important.
I got it.
That I'm sure you're getting it.
Yep, I got it.
All right.
It
now,
was in the spam folder.
Now
I got
it. You see, it looks pretty clean, right? Not much red underlined. So in the acknowledgement, that's pretty good the way it is.
Yep, I see that you made the changes. You mentioned you corrected Tony Chacon. So I see that you have corrected the name, and that is how we're going to be moving forward. This seems good to me.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you go down to the in the intro, the next to the last paragraph, once we know how many are going to be in the first volume and the second volume, I will change this paragraph to reflect that.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. So this
I will
something...
mention the fact there's two volumes and so forth.
Perfect. Sounds great. So, Marshall, what we can do is this is a page that we can cover at the end as well. For example, once we are done towards the end of the book, this is introduction is something that we can edit at the end once we have the number finalized, how many pages are going to be covered, how many words are going to be covered in the first part, and how many are going to be covered in the second part. That is
right.
What we can
and
have.
And that's only,
edit.
Right, it'd only be that penultimate paragraph in the introduction. The rest of it's pretty good. And then, don't worry about the prologue. One thing I noticed that with my granddaughter's intro or prologue, when she has the pictures, you can't read what's under them.
Okay.
I just wanted to point that out to you.
Okay, sure. We'll have that sorted as well. I'll have them corrected this, and I'll have them take care of this. No worries. And just give me 1 second. Awesome. So I will have them correct this, and once we're on board with the second part as well, I will have my content team to work on the introduction. Basically, it would be an introduction for the second book, but would be sort of continuation of the first book. So I will have them work on the content and try to come up with a content so that we can show that this is sort of an introduction but a continuation of the first book. So we can do that as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, what I'm going to do next when I have time, and by the way, I'm traveling in mid-June through mid-July in Europe, so I won't be able to do editing work. I hope to be able to keep generating the limericks every day, but I won't be able to do editing work, so I'm trying to get that all much done as possible now. And my next project will be to sit down with each one of the limericks and footnotes, make sure everything correlates. But we're going to have to, fix the tables somehow. I'm not sure the best way to do that, but we can work on that once we know the exact number.
Yep, I got your point.
Do you think
I will have?
Yep.
I will have my team work on this as well, and I will have them sit on this, use mind logging, brainstorming to find a way that we can have this corrected from our end. So I will be having them use their brain as well to have the table
okay.
sorted out as well. So that is something that I will have them look into this, and we'll have that taken care of as well. And once we have that adjusted, I'm going to show you as well, because the whole book revolves around this Excel sheet, the references. That's like the whole gist of the book. That's how the reader is going to be looking at the Wordles, reading where the Wordles are, where the words
right.
are. So obviously,
well,
when they
read it, they're going to want to go to the foot. Yeah, they want to go to the footnote to clarify things.
Yep, exactly. So that is one main thing that I surely would not be compromising on, and I personally would be looking into this with my team, because I am on board with your project now. So I will have that taken care of from
good.
My end.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Now. Okay, so I'll start working on the individual limericks, make sure they're grammatically correct. And now, at some point, when you're ready, I will be able to send you limerick six, Wordle 661 to the current 696. When you're ready to receive those, you let me know.
Sure thing. I will let you know on that. So just want to inquire one more thing. So what are you looking forward to? Are you planning to go with the two books plan, or are you planning to go with having the 400 pages in the first book?
Two books.
Sounds great. So I am going to align my team accordingly, and I will share this plan with them so that even when they're writing the first book, in case they come up, because these people are creative mindsets, they're working on these things daily, in case they come up with another idea as well, how we can add a few more things, I will be sharing that with you as well, so that they're aligned with our project as
great.
Well.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate
you're
doing
most
a
welcome.
Good job. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right,
I personally am keen towards your project, because the way you're writing the book, that itself is unique. So I personally am loving this.
All right, well, you might even enjoy the limericks.
Absolutely. I am going to go through this. I was just caught up with a few meetings. I surely am going to be reading your books. I'm going to be the first of the few readers. So I surely am going to read that. And just one
All
last
right,
thing that I wanted
great.
To inquire was regarding the second project. So when can you pay for the second book so that we can get on board with that?
Anytime.
All right, sounds great. So just would it be a good time for me to call you like within the next 15 minutes once I check with my finance team if they can charge it and proceed forward?
Yeah, I have to leave at 3:30, but sure.
Well, just give me 10 minutes. I just need to check with my finance team
so
that we can proceed forward.
Not a problem.
Awesome.
Now,
thank you.
Now, will the covers be the same?
What we can do is we can have the cover somewhere designed almost complementing each other. I personally wouldn't say to have same cover for two books, but I am going to design it such a way that it itself shows that this is the volume one and which is volume
okay.
two. So I am
right.
going to be having...
Now,
Yeah,
I have an idea on that.
Yep.
Ella had sent me at the very beginning what looked like almost, it wasn't quite right, but the
mm-hmm.
squares that are in a Wordle game. Have you ever seen them?
Yep, I have seen that.
So if we use a grid of six down and five across, that is the basic Wordle grid. And in the first volume, you know, and then you have to use the three different colors, green for the word in the right place, yellow for the word, correct word but not in the right place, and gray for a word that's a letter that's not in the word, right? You have those three colors to work with. You could probably fill the lines, all greens on the sixth line for the first volume, the fifth line on the second volume, the fourth line on the third volume. You get what I'm going for?
Yep, I got your point. We can go ahead with that. That is an excellent idea as well.
Yeah. So if you use the background on the cover of the Wordle board with the random patterns showing a progression up to getting the word on the final one, second volume on the 5th, and then until the 6th volume, hopefully. I'm thinking big, huh?
Absolutely.
Get it on the very first try.
I got
anyway,
your point.
That's my idea.
We can design it that way. We surely can. We can do it that way. And also,
right.
More than that, even if my illustration team has any suggestions, I would be sharing that with you as well. So we surely can go it that way.
Okay, good. But that's my idea, so run it by them, okay?
Absolutely. So I will run it by them, and also I will be telling them to at least prepare 2 to 3 sample covers as well so that you can choose the best one out. So I'm going to have that taken
great,
care of.
Great.
As well.
All right, fine. And the last question is,
I'll
pay this amount for each volume, right?
Yep,
and,
exactly.
And we'll try to keep the volumes there in similar numbers if possible. But there are more limericks associated with the later numbers than the earlier numbers. So just a heads up.
Yep, that is completely fine. I am going to be sitting with my team. I am going to need some time to work with them and plan things out, how we are going to divide the numbers so that it doesn't give the book that odd look either. That one book is going to be having tons of limericks,
right.
And the other one has like minor limericks.
Right.
So I'm
going to
divide them equally.
Right, and so you may want to receive all the limericks sometime soon. The ones you don't have, I can send them to you under a separate cover when you're ready for that.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
I think I've covered all the points except one last question.
Sure.
When the book sells, what do I get? What does your publishing company get?
Okay, when you have your
is
books published
ratio?
Online, yep. So there are different prices. For example, for ebooks, it's like $9.99, and for paperback, it's $14.99. So if you sell for those price, you're going to get a royalty of somewhat like 70-30. You're going to get 70. But if you opt 70% of the sell price, but if you opt to sell it at a higher price, then the royalty might go down to 60-40. I do have one of the publishing team. I am going to be further. Marshall, I have a couple of different teams. One is the publishing team. We do have marketing team as well.
All right.
For your project, I am going to be working with all of my team. Right now, I just work with the writing team because I just wanted to get them on board and understand how we're going to be progressing forward. But as we are moving forward
all
and
right.
we are working on 2 different volumes, I am going to be aligning with different teams as well. And as we move forward, we'll have these things catered as well. But right now, it would be too soon to think of that point. Let's take baby steps.
No, I understand.
We want to, let's take baby steps so that
I'm
are towards completion.
I'm with you. Okay, then last thing.
Sure.
If I want to sell copies, hard copies, then should we wait to publish the e-copies until we've, the hard copy has been out for a couple of months or what?
Yep, that is a good thing. We can go it both the ways. Like what we suggest to the clients is it's totally their call as well. If you go for our suggestion, we can go with both the things at the same time. We can have the hard copy and online ebooks go at the same time. So it's more on the client's preference as well, what he would like. Because these days, people are more inclined towards the ebooks itself. You know how technology is advancing. So people can order from the website
sure.
as well. So this is something that is covered by my publishing.
But if they can't get the book online, they're more likely to buy the hard copy, right?
Absolutely. You can go that way as well. This is something that my publishing
all right.
covers. So once I get on board with
the
publishing
we'll get
team,
to that.
I have a few things planned for you already. So I am going to be having these meetings
great.
Step by step because I am taking baby steps right now because I don't want to put all the eggs in one basket right now. You know, if you put all the eggs in one
all
basket
right.
and the basket falls, it's not a good decision. So I am taking baby steps because I want to make sure the quality is not compromised in any case.
All right. Josh, I think you're fantastic. I'm so glad you're handling me. So when will I hear from you again?
You're just hearing back from me within the next 10 minutes once I check with my finance team.
Well,
and the next thing
right,
regarding the book and everything, you're going to hear back from me within like 2 to 3 business days once I plan everything out.
Good.
And just one thing that I would want to inquire from your end is you just sent me a draft. But is this draft something that you went through completely or you would be sharing the next draft once you go through the draft that we shared?
Yeah, that is the that is the draft that you sent me. I sent it to you. Then you sent it back, and I made corrections. That is the current most recent draft. But there will be other drafts coming when I start working on correcting the limericks and footnotes. Every time I send you this, that will be the most current one.
Gotcha. So currently Ella has shared a draft with you. So I would just want you to go through that draft, and you can share a clean file just like you shared with me right now with the changes. So once you share with that file with me, I will forward that to the team so that they can continue from there. All right.
But right now that's the latest draft.
Okay.
I'm going to try to work on.
Go ahead.
The things that are finished in the draft, in my mind, are the acknowledgments and the intro.
Okay. And rest of it was fine?
The rest of the limericks themselves, and I've got to go through them and the footnotes.
Okay. I would personally recommend you to go through the remainder of the draft as well so that I can have it forwarded to the writing team at once and they can continue from there.
Yeah, but I need time to do that. I mean,
absolutely,
I'll
you've
try
got
to
the
do
time.
Some of that this weekend.
absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got the time that you need.
But I'm gonna work on it. But each time I send you a draft, it'll be the one with the most recent corrections. So I might do 300 limericks and footnotes. I'll send you that draft, and I'll label it in the what the email is about, where I stopped. And
that
then when I get going, so each one will be the most recent update.
Sure. Sounds great. Awesome. That would be great. And I will tell my writing team and Ella both. Since Ella is handling your project with the writers and I'm overlooking that, I will be updating Ella on this conversation as well so that she can understand what the drafts are. So I'll get all my
Terrific.
Team on
board. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Josh.
You're most welcome. I'm just checking with the team and calling within the next 10 minutes, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.